Hi, Ragini here again, and welcome to the bonus video where you're going to learn four more tools from energy psychology. So in the last video, you learned stress release, which was simply placing your hand over your forehead and then wallowing in the negative emotion. And you learned frontal lobe, occipital, just at the base of your skull back here, frontal occipital holding, which is simply hand on your forehead, other hand over the back of your skull, just like that, and again, you wallow. So now you're going to learn the third energy psychology tool, which is a wonderful tool called Tapas Acupressure Technique. And this was created by a woman named Tapas Fleming. And of course, I think I've said this earlier, but you can find a ton of information online about energy psychology. So you can Google that or any of the techniques and see what comes up for you. Also, there is a download, which you may want to pause the video right now and print out for yourself, of how to do these tools as well, so you'll have it. But sometimes it helps to have it in front of you while you're actually watching someone show you what it is. So Tapas Acupressure Technique is something that you use to remove the negative emotion or negative limiting beliefs. And again, it reduces the heightened emotional charge. It has seven steps to it, but I'm going to show you the first step here specifically because it's very much like the first two, except your hand position is different. So in Tapas Acupressure Technique, commonly called TAT, you take your ring finger and your thumb, okay, ring finger and thumb, and you put one on each side of your nose like that. I don't know if you can see it like that. And then you put the finger that you use when you're angry in your car at a driver who just went by, your middle finger, and put it over your pineal gland or your third eye up here. And then the other hand, you put the same place you did in frontal occipital holding, at the back, at the base of your skull. So it's ring finger and thumb on the bridge of your nose, middle finger over your third eye, and your hand at the back of your occipital lobe. And again, you wallow in the negative emotion that you are working with. Now, on the printout that you have, there are six more steps that complete the entire Tapas Acupressure Technique. I'm not going to go through those here, but the position of your hands is exactly the same. And they're very clear, so I'm not going to go through them here, but the hand position is the same for all seven steps. This is very useful, but one caveat, don't do this for longer than 20 minutes at the most. I don't even recommend doing it that long. If your negative emotional charge is that high that you've done everything else already and it's still there, and then you do this as well and you still can't get it down, it may be a signal to you that you need to get some external support from a therapist or a counselor or someone who does energy psychology or neuro-linguistic programming or hypnosis on a personal one-on-one basis. Okay? All right, so that is Tapas Acupressure Technique, TAT. Now, the next one you're going to learn is called Emotional Freedom Technique, called EFT. And this was created by a man called Gary Craig, long time ago, actually, and it came from another man who was named Roger Callahan was his name. So this technique is actually very simple to do as well, but it requires tapping instead of holding. So what you're going to do is tap on certain parts of your body while you, guess what, wallow in the negative emotion. There's a theme here, isn't there? Okay. So again, this is printed out for you, but you can watch and see. It's pretty easy to learn. It starts with tapping right where your eyebrows meet the top of your nose, right here. And then you go to the edge of your eye. That's the second place you're going to tap. And then you go to your cheekbones, right here. And then you go underneath your nose, and then underneath your lower lip, and then you drop down to just beneath your collarbone. You can find your collarbone. It's just beneath it, about an inch to each side of the center point. And then you're going to go underneath your arms, right about here, not right in your armpit, about 2 inches lower. Okay, you're going to tap there like that. They call it the chicken wing. There you go. All right. Then you're going to drop down on the right side to just beneath your rib cage, which is where your liver is. And that's another point you're going to tap. Okay. Now, if you can see my hand, you can see my thumb is sticking out. And that's actually the next point you're going to tap, the inside edge or the outside edge, this edge of your thumb. You're going to tap there. Then you're tapping on the edge of your index finger, then the edge of your middle finger. You skip the ring finger and go to the inside edge of your little finger. Then you go around to the side of your hand. That's called the karate point right there. You tap there. And then you just go to the back of your hand in that indentation between your little finger and your ring finger right there. Okay? So really what happens is you're going from here to here, 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 underneath your arms. You notice you're going just down your body to your rib cage and then around your hand, thumb, index, middle, little finger, side of the hand, and back of the hand. And then there's a funny little thing to do when you're down here on the back of your hand and you're tapping. And by the way, you're going to tap on these maybe 15, 20, 25 times while you're wallowing, okay, on each point. Again, what does it do? It releases the negative emotional charge, okay? Then when you get down to here, the back of the hand, which is the last place, you're going to do this little thing called the gamut, right? And what you're going to do, it looks a little funny, you're going to close your eyes and then open them again, and then you're going to look down to one side like this, and then down to the other side, and then while you're still tapping, and then you're going to move your eyes in a circle all the way around like that, and then back the other way. Can you see that okay? You're looking down this way, then around, and then around. Then while you're tapping, you get to hum a little tune out loud, like Happy Birthday or Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Now, if you feel silly or ridiculous, just think, you're going to get rid of that negative emotional charge. If nobody's around, do it anyway, okay? Then you're going to count out loud while you're still tapping from 0 to 20 out loud by twos. 0, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20. And then you're going to hum a little tune again, the same one or another one. Okay? Then you're going to go back and do this one more time, wallowing again. Okay? That is the process of the emotional freedom technique. Now, you can also, instead of wallowing, perhaps say a phrase, and that's on the page, and I'm not going to go through that here. But instead of, if you don't want to wallow, you can say a reminder phrase. And it's something like, even though I have this feeling of X, I deeply and profoundly love, accept, and respect myself. Now, the thing to remember about this tool is this weird stuff you're doing with your eyes and your hands and everything. Your brain has this old reaction coded into your system through your neurology. That's through the images, the pictures, the sounds, and the feelings. What we're doing here is disrupting that. We're disrupting it and putting it together in a different framework so that it can come back together in a new arrangement minus the emotional charge. Right? So that's why you're doing all these weird little things. It actually changes the neurological coding in your brain that carries the negative emotional charge that we are going to get rid of by doing all of these things. Okay, that's emotional freedom technique. And again, if you need more information, you can go online. There's a lot of stuff out there about this particular technique, as well as the TAPIS acupressure technique. Okay. Now, the last two things are very similar. They're called psychological reversal tools. And these are in case you're really stuck in something and nothing's working. You want to do these two tools first before you do anything else. So if you're working on an unresolvable dilemma and the loop is really strong and you're really having a hard time, there's Hafiz again. He comes to join us. If it's really a difficult experience for you, then you want to do this particular tool called psychological reversal one. Okay, here it is, psychological reversal one. Why it's called psychological reversal is because in this model, your energy is running in the wrong direction to help you produce the correct response psychologically and emotionally that actually benefits you. It actually causes you, when your energy is running in the wrong direction, to make a choice that is not in your best interest. All right. So if you find that you're doing that, some little part of you knows it's the wrong choice, you're probably in what's called psychological reversal, which has nothing to do with your psychology, really. It refers to your energy running in the wrong direction than it's supposed to be running in these energy channels or meridians. So all you do to clear that particular thing is you start tapping on what's called these sore points. Actually, you rub them right here. They're right here. They're not right here, which is where we tapped before, but over about 2 inches. And you'll find that it usually hurts a little bit when you rub there. And as you're doing that, what you're going to say is, I'm trying to remember the phrase now, I completely accept myself with all my faults, problems, and limitations. I completely accept myself with all my faults, problems, and limitations. And if you find that really, really, really hard to say, it means you really, really, really need to do this because your body is really in a negative state energetically, and it needs some support in being able to accept this positive information. So again, I completely accept myself with all my faults, problems, and limitations. That's it. That's psychological reversal one. Psychological reversal two, is when you feel that there's some part of you that is really scared and doesn't want to let go of this. In this case, you're going to tap right here under your nose, just above your upper lip. And the phrase is, and again, this is written down in your handout, even though a part of me is afraid that I will never get over this problem, I deeply and profoundly love, accept, and respect myself. Okay? Even though a part of me is afraid I will never get over this problem, I deeply and profoundly love, accept, and respect myself. Now, when you go to do these two psychological reversal tools, you can get very emotional because it really does change your emotional system, your energetic system out of one track onto another. So just be aware that if you have an emotional response, it's a good thing, and tap away. Okay? That's it. If you have any more questions about energy psychology, go online, look it up. There's a ton there. Okay, guys, that's it. I will look forward to talking to you soon. Take care. Much love. Bye-bye.